Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at a great new experiment that has national implications that is just unfolding here in the Puget Sound area in the Clover Park School District in Pierce County, Washington. They are instituting a new disciplinary policy that requires that before handing out discipline, particularly what they call exclusionary discipline, meaning you're suspended or you're expelled or anything of that nature, that you must consider the race of the person involved, and not to make races that have traditionally been disproportionately represented in punishments more likely to receive punishments, but less likely to receive punishments. In other words, to give people a break based upon their skin color. Is that a noble policy, a useful policy, or is it another sort of self-destructive, constant sense of victimization and destructive new effort to put race over anything substantive when it comes to outcomes or performance in school? There's also the war on drugs. Now, at a time when we have been setting records, I mean records, for drug deaths, for overdoses, for the tragic toll of suffering that people get from fentanyl and meth and heroin and cocaine, crack cocaine, ecstasy, marijuana, all of that. Is this a time to pull back the war on drugs? There are so many stupid things that are said by congressmen of different orientations. The statement by Representative Rashida Tlaib, this is clip 21, Jeremy, is so monumentally sickening and absurd that it can show you how racism, and I believe that Rashida Tlaib is a deep, deep-dyed racist, the Democrat from Michigan. She had this to say about the so-called war on drugs. Listen.
The war on drugs was designed as a project to target our black and brown communities. And the obvious racial disparities in enforcement show us that it still is, at its core, an effort targeting communities of color through over-policing, criminalization, and mass incarceration. The MORE Act will increase access to federal benefits and establish a fund to redirect resources into communities harmed by the war on drugs. This is a good start on the road to repairing the damage, but we still have work to do. We must be bold. Our goal must be to end countries' militarized, quote, jail first, ask questions later approach to addiction, and to stop trying to solve social problems with more criminalization.
Okay, so given the fact that, and Rashida Tlaib couldn't possibly deny this, her district, which is overwhelmingly black, as she, of course, is Palestinian-American, her district, which is overwhelmingly black, suffers overwhelmingly and disproportionately by drugs. Who was helped most by the crackdown on crack cocaine, which was achieved by the Reagan administration, and then to some extent the George H.W. Bush administration? Crack cocaine was a huge problem. It had caused murder rates to soar. It had caused criminality to soar. And who were the chief victims? The victims were people of color. What they call BIPOC today. That's black and indigenous people of color. Right? I mean, These were the victims. When you see shootings in Chicago involving drug gangs, who are the primary victims? You know, white people. The victims, not the perpetrators always, but the perpetrators disproportionately, and the victims are people of color. So to say that the purpose of the war on drugs, she says the purpose was to lock up and suppress and to damage communities of color. Why did people want to do that? Just because they're haters? That somehow they think, oh, this is going to make my life better to try to harm black and brown communities? How absurd. The entire purpose of drug enforcement. And by the way, polls show that most black people know this. You don't see a lot of people saying, okay, let's call off some of these anti-gang cops. Let's call off some of these police efforts to try to make drug dealing less destructive. That effort to basically legalize or at least soften enforcement on anti-drug policies, that is not popular in the black community. I mean, how absurd this is. And this goes to this idea of what's happening in the Clover Park School District in Pierce County, Washington. This was covered on local TV. Which station, Jeremy? And this was covered prominently on Cairo TV 7. Listen.
Sure, the district meets standards required by state law. In 2016, the legislature found schools across Washington state were disproportionately punishing students of color and special needs students, specifically with what's called exclusionary discipline, things like suspensions that pull a kid out of class.
Like, there's nothing new, to be honest.
Lawmakers passed a bill to make sure schools look for other ways to punish kids that does not impact learning, to work with families, and consider culture.
Honestly, I feel like they should at least switch it up a little, because every time we're getting pulled out of class, we're at least missing something.
The changes have been slowly rolling out statewide for years. Clover Park School District says they had already made the changes, and this school board meeting primarily clarified the language to say discipline would be, quote, culturally responsive. That raised concerns among some school board members.
If it's between Anthony and myself, do I have to look at his nationality or where he was born? And to be fair, if we both did the same thing, we should get the same consequence, the way I see it.
Since this meeting, parents have been commenting on the Clover Park School District public Facebook page, with many believing the policy change would, quote, likely offer harsher punishments to white students, even if the conduct is identical to that of a black or Hispanic student.
Okay, is that fair? Is that even constitutional? I mean, we do have a 14th Amendment to the Constitution that says you cannot give different treatment by government based upon race. Now, of course, we have a history of racism in this country where people did. But right now, if they find that there is some kind of pattern where people committing the same sorts of offenses get disproportionate punishments if they happen to be darker skinned, that's unacceptable. But is it acceptable if two kids who do exactly the same thing, one white, one black, that the white kid should be more harshly treated? Is it fair to say that, I don't know, if it's something other than race, if you are going to administer punishments that a poor student, whatever color, should be receiving a less harsh punishment than an affluent student, it shouldn't go either way. And is the idea of punishment fit the crime? Doesn't that make more sense? And isn't it outrageous that in the guise of cultural sensitivity, they're saying that offenses like disrupting class or violence or selling drugs on campus, those offenses are less serious if it's a person of color? How outrageous! And that's coming to a school district near you. We'll talk about some disappointments about that Freedom Convoy coming up. and more on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, always we get a great response when my brother Jonathan is on the show, as he was yesterday, talking about Israel's role in suppressing a minor, and God willing it will continue to be a minor, outbreak of terrorist incidents that have claimed 11 lives in that country. But he was also talking about Israel's role trying to seek and secure a Ukrainian victory in the war with Russia. Ukraine has requested that Israel be one of those countries mediating the details of any settlement, and that's good. They also had that great meeting in Israel in the Negev Desert of the foreign ministers of Egypt and Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates and Morocco, almost inconceivable in years past. What all of that has created is economic opportunity. And it's one of the reasons that the Arab countries are so enthusiastically participating in all of these new economic ventures in Israel. You can invest in it. And it's been historically just a great investment. Check out our crowd, my brother's company. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Tomorrow our newsletter comes out. We have a bunch of movie reviews and more. My Newsweek column is posted there about Putin's great favor to the United States by unifying us. How did he do it? We'll take a look at the column. But also take a look at our crowd. You, for no charge at all, you get a newsletter, it totally free, that tells you some of the latest and most exciting opportunities in high-tech startups and crowd-sourced investing. And it's just a great and clever company, frequently featured on the financial shows on MSNBC and on CNBC and Fox Business and elsewhere. Check it out, Our Crowd, at michaelmedved.com. Okay, one of the countries that Our Crowd has several companies in, several startups in, that you can find out, is Canada. And usually, most of the time, you hear news from Canada, and it's pretty encouraging. It's a prosperous, wonderful country. Of course, it's very close to its American neighbor, culturally and in other ways. But there are some differences that lead people to, well, blame Canada.
Not even a real country anyway.
Okay, there was a problem in Canada with something that was called the Freedom Convoy, which is a whole system of well-paid truckers who were protesting the vaccine mandates in Canada, where, by the way, there's a much higher level of vaccines in Canada than there is in the United States. And there's a one Alberta man from the West, very conservative-oriented, who invested a great deal of personal savings on these convoy protests, and ultimately they were broken up by the government, and the convoy went home. And Ottawa, the national capital, is kind of back to normal. But not the life of this individual who so sincerely and passionately supported the convoy. Listen to what he described. It's clip 55.
And there is regret from at least one protester who joined the Freedom Convoy.
He's now homeless and has lost his life savings. The leaders of the convoy refusing to help him. CTV's Natalie Van Roy has been following that story for us tonight. Natalie.
Glenn, the protester that CTV News spoke to this afternoon says he spent all of his life savings on helping people with the convoy and is now living out of his vehicle. He only joined because he wanted to feel part of something after months of being lonely.
I'm still as alone as I was 2 months ago. I still don't have friends. I still don't have family. I'm living in the back of a freaking car. So, yeah, I regret going.
Mark?
It's sad. And again, there are always stories about how people end up homeless, but I would just suggest that for someone like that who had the money and the inclination to actually and spent weeks of his time to try to be part of something, as he put it, to try to protest life-saving vaccines, and especially, and I mention this, we have a a new rising variant that is supposed to be very infectious. It could become very widespread. And once again, it's going to particularly impact people who are not vaccinated and not boosted. I am planning in the next couple of days to get my second booster shot because I can't. And again, just for people out there, think about it, because I want everyone in the audience to be safe and healthy, and particularly if you're already vaxxed and boosted, but it's been more than 4 months since the last time, this might be a great time to take care of that. I don't know if there's any injection to prevent whatever it is that's plaguing Kamala Harris. She was appearing today in the White House with the Prime Minister of Jamaica. See, get it? Her father was born in Jamaica. Her father actually claims that he was descended, even though he's black, he was descended from one of the biggest slaveholders in the 19th century, early 19th century in Jamaica. In any event, here is Kamala Harris delivering her tribute with offering a salad, a word salad, to the Prime Minister. Listen, this is clip four.
We also recognize, just as it has been in the United States for Jamaica, one of the issues that has been presented as an issue that is economic in the way of its impact has been the pandemic. So to that end, we are announcing today also that we will assist Jamaica in COVID recovery by assisting in terms of the recovery efforts in Jamaica that have been essential to, I believe, what is necessary to strengthen not only the issue of public health, but also the economy.
Can you imagine having to transcribe that? I mean, really? Basically what she's saying is we're going to be offering more support for Jamaica for dealing with the pandemic. She couldn't get that out in 5 seconds rather than the full minute that she took. Now, compare that communication. Way President Zelensky handles it. He has a good short clip, which we will share with you. There is also a question. Why do our politicians keep pursuing losing strategies? Ever wonder that? And it's both sides. We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gasoline is $4.24 a gallon. This as President Biden releasing more oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. This release brings the reserve to its lowest level since 1984. As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues, Russia seems to be digging in and not moving from defensive positions in Ukraine. A Russian convoy was seen early this month closing in on Kyiv, but then dispersed after Ukrainians halted it.
The Ukrainians put a stop to that convoy pretty quickly by being very nimble, knocking out bridges, hitting lead vehicles, stopping their movement.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the failure of the convoy was due to poor planning on Russia's part. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Too distant. There's still an afterglow left about Oscar night. And there's the first performances doing stand-up comedy by Chris Rock, who actually does have a sense of humor. And there's another viral moment from Oscar night outside the theater. On the red carpet where they interviewed people as they were coming in, Julie Fox is an actress, not to be confused with Julia Fox, not to be confused with Megan Fox. This is Julie Fox. She proudly describes herself as an Italian-American actress. She was featured in the Adam Sandler film Uncut Gems, her best-known film, her masterpiece, is a film from about 10 years ago called Weird Sister from Another Planet. And it's about a stepsister from another planet. And in any event, it's a comedy. She appeared in the Oscar festivities wearing, and I don't know how you do this, wearing a clawed hand together with human hair as accessories for the Vanity Fair Oscar party. And and there was this. Julia Fox had announced, she had announced in January she was dating Kanye West. And then a few weeks later, on March 4th, it was reported that Kanye West and Julia Fox had split up. And they thought it would last forever.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
That they had split up, that's a representative for the actor confirmed People magazine. Quote, Julia and Kanye remain good friends, of course they do, and collaborators, but they are no longer together. So that lasted 2 months. In any event, there is this viral moment, and it's not just what she says. She just delivers it so well. She was talking about her upcoming book. It's about the an epistemology of mind. It's really very, very profound. And here's the way she described what we all have to look forward to.
It's your dream project?
Oh, my God, my book, of course.
Tell me.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give too much of it away because I'm very superstitious, so I don't like to speak of things before they're finished. But it's so far a masterpiece, if I do say so myself. So I hope that...
Is it fiction? Is it a memoir? What is
no, it's, you know, it was going... It was like a memoir at first, but now it's just like my first book, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. That'll be coming out soon.
That was her first book that she read? Or, I mean, that's... something to look forward to. There was also this Wanda Sykes, who was one of the hosts, of course, and is a very funny lady. She introduced a little bit of an opinion about the slap heard around the world, clip 19.
And I just felt so awful for my friend, you know, Chris. And it was sickening. It was absolutely, I physically felt ill. And I'm still a little traumatized
by
it.
Me too.
Yeah, because and for them to let him stay in that room and enjoy the rest of the show and accept his award, I was like, how gross is this? This is just the wrong message, you know, like you assault somebody, you get escorted out the building and that's it, you know, but for them to let him continue, I thought it was gross.
Yeah, I think watching...
I wanted to be able to run out, you know, after he won and say, unfortunately, Will couldn't be here tonight.
Yeah.
In any event, Chris Rock also performed and, He had this to say to his comedy audience for his first comedy performance after the slap heard around the world, 18.
How was your weekend?
Okay, not very good quality. Obviously, somebody brought us some kind of cell phone to the performance. But his career, he's been selling out tickets, and his career seems to have benefited greatly. You had that O.J. clip, right? Because O.J. Feels a lot of identification with Will Smith. Let's go to O.J. This is O.J. Simpson.
I've been getting this Will Smith and Chris Rock. Hey, look, it was unfortunate. I think Will was wrong. Look, I understood the feeling. Now, in my life, I've been through a lot of crap, and I was raising two young kids, and every comedian in the country had an O.J. routine, and don't think I wouldn't want to be slapped a couple of those guys, but you got to accept it's humor.
He would just like he was not in trouble because of a slap, right? He was in trouble because of the double murder, and right, not a B slap, but a B heading. Okay, on a more serious basis, President Zelensky was asked about the basis for what people are designating a Russian retreat. They are now moving their forces back and basically doing their destructive, murderous cruelty from long distance. Here is what Zelensky said about explaining Russia's retreat. Listen.
This is not a retreat. This is the result of the work of our defenders who pushed them back.
Okay, yeah. and give credit where credit is due. There's also this story, which is amazing. A Kazakh boxer, Kazakhstan has pretty good relations with Russia, won a match here in America. And you'd think that from Kazakhstan he'd be pro-Russian. Listen to what he said. It's clip 8.
We will be speaking English, okay? I would like to support Ukraine because my uncle Oleg, my coach William Bell, was from Ukraine. Right now, in Ukraine, gold sport is very terrible. Very terrible. Innocent people die. I would like to support no war. No war, only peace. Putin, he is killer.
Good for him. Listen, and now that Kazakhstan has a teetering government, and there are actually Russian troops there, too, and Nursultan Nazarbayev, who was the longtime megalomaniac uncle dictator of Kazakhstan, is no longer in power. Speaking of megalomaniacs, why do our politicians keep pursuing a losing strategy? And then the controversy surrounding Representative Madison Cawthorn. Is he a bold truth teller with his indictment of his fellow congresspeople, or is there really something wrong with the gentleman from North Carolina? We will get to that enormous controversy and more coming up, including Nancy Pelosi on Clarence Thomas. That and more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Nancy Pelosi, third in line to the presidency, the leader, most prominent, powerful person in the legislative branch of government, has a few words about the judicial branch of government. She was asked about the current Clarence Thomas controversy. Here at her Thursday press conference every week is what the Speaker of the House of Representatives had to say. Listen.
Members of your caucus who are saying that Clarence Thomas should resign?
I don't think he should have ever been appointed, so let me take it back.
Okay, we know she doesn't think he ever should have been appointed, but I know the years tend to run together the older you get, but Madam Speaker, he was confirmed and appointed, it's 30 years ago. He has served with some distinction on the Supreme Court. And the idea that he should recuse himself in certain cases, well, yeah, maybe. I mean, the same way that Ketanji Brown Jackson indicated she would recuse herself in cases involving Harvard, where she's on the Board of Overseers, fine. But that's up to him. And anyone looking at this in a fair-minded way, he shouldn't be getting special privileges because he's a conservative or because he's black or for any other reason. But he should have the same choices that any other justice of the Supreme Court does, however you feel about him, which is that you recuse yourself when you think it's appropriate. You remember they wanted Justice Scalia to recuse himself for one case because he had gone hunting with Dick Cheney. And he was safe. He never got any bullets aimed at him. But he enjoyed hunting with Dick Cheney. He was friends with Cheney. So what? When you become a justice of the Supreme Court, your friendships are not restricted, nor is your relationship with your wife. And the idea that none of this involves anything that Clarence Thomas himself has said or has done, I think helps to put that particular controversy into context. There's a piece that I've been mentioning, and it's a powerful piece. It's called Why Do Our Politicians Keep Pursuing a Losing Strategy? And Yuval Levin points out, and he goes into some detail, that in the United States, we have gone, in terms of control of Congress, it goes back and forth and back and forth. Before 1994, the Democrats had controlled the House of Representatives 40 years, uninterrupted. And now it switches sometimes every 2 years. It switches very frequently, and that, he says, is a destructive thing. What makes it destructive? Because it's a pattern where narrow elections, he writes, invites strict unity, so the parties now hunt heretics rather than seeking converts. Witness, for instance, the Arizona Republican and Democratic parties censuring Doug Ducey, the governor, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema for undermining party unity. Both parties act as if they have too many voters rather than too few. Breaking this pattern would have to start by acknowledging a truism. Bigger majorities are possible if politicians seek broader support. That sounds obvious, yet it has eluded our leaders for a generation because it requires seeing beyond our age of deadlock. That doesn't mean reaching for the center in a shallow ideological sense, let alone hoping swing voters catch up with the priorities that the party activists hold. It requires not so much offering different answers to the questions that have long shaped our political divisions, but taking up new questions that are better rooted in Americans' contemporary concerns. New questions about financial insecurity and high living costs, threats to parenthood, threats to childhood, dangers of concentrated corporate power, sources of cultural dislocation, perils of internal government, internet governance, and other challenges that scramble familiar particular partisan dogmas. Such questioning can be answered in right-leaning or left-winging ways, but they first need to be asked. I think that's extraordinarily smart and very appropriate. Then when you talk about party politics, there's also this problem with Representative Madison Cawthorn, 26-year-old member of the House from North Carolina. He made some startling accusations in very public. Listen, this is clip 17.
Being kind of a young guy in Washington, remember the average age is probably 60 or 70. And I look at all these people, a lot of them that I've looked up to through my life, always paid attention to politics, guys that, then all of a sudden you get invited to, like, well, hey, we're going to have kind of a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come. And I'm like, what did you just ask me to come to?
Yeah.
And then you realize they're asking you to come to an orgy.
Yeah.
Or the fact that, there's some of the people that are leading on the movement to try and remove, addiction in our country. And then you watch them do, a keep up of cocaine right in front of you. And it's like, this is wild.
Okay, he's been challenged on his veracity in this. He had a meeting with Kevin McCarthy and with other leaders of the House. And this is the same guy whose trustworthy observance led him to characterize Volodymyr Zelensky as a thug and to say that the government of Ukraine was incredibly evil. Evil? Ukraine? And again, Madison Cawthorn, who is in a wheelchair because of a teenage driving accident, has also gotten two very serious citations for driving without a license, driving too fast, things like that, which you'd think he would know better about. And he has currently seven Republican challengers for a primary in his district in North Carolina. Good luck. Coming up, there is a big release in a brand new format, a special collector's format of one of the most beloved and honored movies of all time. It's actually a series of movies, two of which won Best Picture. It's an offer you can't refuse, or at least shouldn't refuse. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a big new 50th anniversary release of one of the most celebrated trilogies in movie history. It's The Godfather Special Edition, now available on 4K Ultra HD.
Keep your friends close. Your friends, but your enemies closer.
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
As familiar as those lines are today, they feel here just as new, if not quite as impactful, as they did a half century ago. With the astonishing cast, the first two Godfather films clearly deserve their Best Picture Oscars, but Godfather 3, even with some helpful cleanups and re-edits, remains the weak sister in the family that simply doesn't deserve the masterpiece designation. Rated R for violence and language, of course, this lavish anniversary special edition remains a movie milestone with fresh energy and impact in this format. 4 stars for the Godfather trilogy, unquestionably an offer you can't refuse. And on the Michael Medved Show, boy, do we have some offers for you tomorrow. Bjorn Lomborg is one of the world's leading experts on climate change and suggests that if we actually want to make the world safer, we have much more to worry about concerning nuclear war, other diseases that can be fixed, and the investment of money in other priorities. He'll talk about the dangers of nuclear war and climate change compared tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to Victor Davis Hanson, who's a wonderful historian, and says, look, to understand what's going on in Ukraine, we need to look at history and why it is that Russians generally lose wars, with a couple of big exceptions when Russia was invaded. So the lessons there, we'll get to that with VDH, Victor Davis Hanson. And we'll also be speaking to Chris Christie about the political moment and what he's going to do to try to help Republicans sweep the Congress and perhaps even the Senate. And we'll be speaking to Nick Eberstadt on population decline, which is a real threat to the United States. I mean, a serious threat. The U.S. population growth has collapsed. Why is that, and why is that not a good thing? And then Grover Norquist takes a look at the Biden budget, which just recycles some of the mistakes of Biden's first 2 years. Grover Norquist joins us from Americans for Tax Reform. Plus, so much more, 2 family films, one of which is pretty darn good. That and more coming up on Friday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.